Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
Oh shit, the boys are back. What's up, Zachy? I miss you, doggy.
I miss you too, man.
Zach's alive. He didn't die and he's alive. We all thought Zach was gonna die this past weekend. Yeah. Zach's alive. Zach did not motherfucking die. We all thought Zach was gonna die this past weekend.
These N-words talking out of their necks.
How was this weekend?
Good.
What a weekend. Zach D'Amico, you're very low energy today, though.
I'm assuming you went bring it up.
You went hardcore parkour, I'm assuming.
No, I wasn't too nuts.
I mean, it looks like somebody put a cheese grater to your forehead.
His head is like completely white, your forehead. And then, damn, what's the center?
I did barbecue skewers.
Oh, my God.
Zach D'Amico, I love you, my friend. Happy to have you back on the show. It was almost 2 weeks of not having us together. I mentioned that last week. I was like, it's disappointing that Zach's out this week, meaning that the fans should be disappointed. Not meaning that I was disappointed in you. Right. I'm happy for you. But the Reddit lit me up. They were like, dude, you fucking Zach can't take off, you fucking faggot piece of shit. Zach is the show, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like, so that's not what I was saying. I was saying it's disappointing that 2 weeks in a row we didn't have the group together.
Yeah, we were like ships in the night.
Yeah, it was nuts. You know, and which is fine. We, you know, Real Ass Podcast without me or without you, it works. You know, but it's just not the show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back, man.
I'm happy that you are back, my friend. I love you very much, and we have a great show planned today. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. He is the international superstar. Two incredible guests, as always, ladies and gentlemen, from the Sag Daddy the Pod podcast. Brendan Sago back on the show.
What's up? Sorry to interrupt your little gay reunion.
It's okay,
bang,
dude.
Bang, got your asses.
Nothing gay, dude.
Sorry that we're still friends with our podcast partners.
And you know I'm in love with Alpha Smokes, Wrestle Roast, ladies and gentlemen, the great Scott Chaplin back on the show.
What up, kings? What up?
Oh, Lord, a lot of beautiful ladies in here tonight.
Is it hot? Is it hot
in
here?
Yeah, it's hot in here.
It's hot.
It's just hot in general.
Should I take off all my clothes?
Should we? Are you getting so
if
hot,
I've learned anything that Nelly song?
I'm going to take my clothes off.
Is that Nelly? I am getting so hot.
I'm
going to
take my clothes off. Yeah. I wish I was that attractive. Like, you know, that was my solution for being hot.
Yeah,
like, I'm
going to get like, you get hotter when you have a band-aid on your face.
And nobody cared. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, dude, that's awesome, dude. Yeah. Like, he just took his clothes off.
I'm so sweaty. You guys going do.
You know, Nelly got arrested recently.
Whoa, Nelly got arrested recently.
What happened? He got caught with a bunch of ecstasy or something like that.
Okay, that's not that bad.
That's why he's so hot.
I'm not saying it.
That's why he's getting so hot and taking his clothes off.
Yeah, Nelly, I haven't heard that name in a while. What's he up to besides
getting arrested?
Is he doing new music?
I don't know.
What's the latest Nelly track? Shannon, can we hear the latest Nelly track? Just 5 seconds of it.
I need money.
We might have to, by the way, we might have to cancel Real Ass Podcast.
It's a T-Mobile
commercial. Just so you guys know.
Why?
We might have to cancel Real Ass Podcast. First of all, we're just shadow banned nonstop. Every episode of Real Ass Podcast on YouTube gets age restricted and fucking does not get suggested to people. It's a whole thing. I think we did something.
Flagged for nudity.
Dude, we get flagged. It's not even nudity, dude. We just like curse words. They'll write us, YouTube will write us a thing being like, yeah, dude, you cursed.
Well, aren't you censoring the YouTube episodes?
We censor
now?
The fuck out of it now, but it's not enough. It's never enough. Shannon, when's the last time we didn't have an age restricted episode?
It's been a while.
It's been months.
So this it's just is, sexual conversation yeah. sometimes.
No, we're just on their fucking shit list. So I'm saying, dude, yeah. rebranding, Lewis and Zach attack the fucking world, whatever we call it. Doesn't matter. It's all dumb. Create a new YouTube channel.
Right.
This is it's a sinking ship here, Realize Podcast.
Why don't we all just move to like Vimeo or something
this
like
is,
that?
I mean, everyone would have to. The problem is there's no discoverability on those fucking platforms. But for Realize Podcast, there's no discoverability. That's why you have to subscribe to get discoverability.
I love that word.
Discoverability. That's a seven syllable word.
Yeah, he learned that from like an adventure movie he was with his son.
He learned that from Jumanji.
Discoverability.
The amounts of discoverability
Lewis goes,
is endless.
That's a great word.
He's like, wow, I'm using that at the next Skankfest meeting.
At the next Skankfest meeting?
Skankfest Australia.
Guys, we need more discoverability.
Go to ChatGPT, type in discoverability.
Discoverability. I can juggle. I can do magic. I can do okay comedy. I will say that, yeah, YouTube is fucking us. I don't know what to do here, Shanna. Shanna, do we kill the Real Ass Podcast and just start fresh, rebrand?
No, I don't think
what's
so.
What's the idea of age restricted? So kids don't watch it?
It's not that kids can't watch it. So in certain countries, you have to put in your ID in order to watch the thing. So that's what the age restriction is. So
you have to do that in Texas if you want to watch porn.
Certain states, certain countries, what it is so people just don't do it. And the guy's not going to watch that. So, and then it also will not be suggested to anybody who doesn't have their ID logged in. Some people are just like, I won't do that in general. I've never put my ID into fucking any of these things.
No,
so it gets literally half the views on YouTube when it's age restricted.
Maybe you just need better guests.
Maybe that's what it is. Wait, you're the guest.
We
Thanos garbage guys disappear. Yeah.
Just snap one of you, go away.
I wish.
We'll see. But we got to figure something out, Zach. I'm not doing this for my fucking health, doggy.
Obviously.
And podcasting, you fucking eat what you kill, baby boys. We got to fucking kill a little more here. What are we doing?
Realize Podcast
has been around for a long fucking time, and this should be a way bigger show, and I feel like YouTube is butt-fucking us.
Maybe bring Scopo back. I don't know.
Maybe that's the way.
It was that 5 years where we said the N-word a lot.
Maybe it was.
I really hate that the internet is not, and I might sound like an unk here, but I really hate that the internet, you can't curse. It used to be the Wild West. It used to be like a place where we could live.
Yeah.
And now it's...
I call them unks now when we stop saying it.
If you want to have an edgy podcast, if you don't have your own platform, you have to use YouTube. It just doesn't exist anyway. You can't. You literally, there's certain conversations. You can't talk about the Jews at all.
No.
Well, you have to like do that like right away, and everyone has to love it for them to let you.
Well, and then
do
you
it.
Say Zionist, and then they go, that also means Jew, and you go, whatever.
I fucking know what any of this shit is, man. Come on, YouTube, leave us alone.
Yeah, YouTube.
We're not doing anything. We're just saying the N-word sometimes. Like one tenth of the amount that we used to.
Yeah, what do you think's gonna happen? Do the people at YouTube, they're all sitting around a table going like, we control the zeitgeist of society.
You can't say zeitgeist. That's going to fucking shadow ban us, dude.
No Z's.
Yeah, sorry.
No Z's. No
that
Z's.
Does sound like a slang for Jews. Bunch of zeitgeists around here.
Well, anyway, Zach, I'm glad you had an amazing weekend. What was your highlight?
Oh, I called an entire wrestling pay-per-view.
Nice.
Me, Violent J, and Big J called ICP Bloody Mania.
Very cool.
It was really fucking fun.
That was awesome. That was the biggest.
It was pretty cool, dude.
Nice. Was there lots of sluts around?
It was not great.
It wasn't great.
Every person there looked like Sid's toys from Toy Story. Like, no one had a head on the right body. People were missing parts.
There's a fishing pole with legs walking around. Yeah.
You really fit in.
I made a lot of sense.
At fucking The Gathering Juggalos. Maybe more than even at Skankfest.
Yeah, no, it was my Caesar is home moment. Yeah,
I feel like they look at you and they're like, oh, who's the fucking suit here? Huh? Who's the businessman?
Yeah, dude, I fucking, I'm proud of you, dude. I'm really happy for you. It looked pretty awesome. There was one, I saw somebody posted this on Twitter. You're probably not going to be able to find it just from my description, Shannon, but essentially a picture of a girl, and it said STD warning, and it was at the Gathering of Juggalos, and it said like a long handwritten thing that said, "This girl has STDs. Do not fuck her. She fucked my friend and gave him herpes, and now she's gaslighting him and denying it. So just so you know, this bitch has herpes, and she's just fucking people without anything." And it's just a picture of this fucking girl's
face.
They
posted it up like a missing dog.
Yeah, dude. There's signs all over the Gathering of the Juggalos about this STD whore.
Yeah, watching people get carried out of ICP. We got to play dead or makeup. Because there are people just getting picked up, and I was like, "Well, she's either dead or she's got white makeup on."
Nice.
And then I don't know which one.
Die there?
Not this year that we saw.
Have there been people that have died?
Apparently, there's a few years. Apparently, there was a year where there was a lake, and a lot of people did drugs. A lot of people did drugs and decided to swim.
They have a list of things they can't party near. Yeah. They go, "Okay, guys, next year, no more lakes or pools."
Yeah, apparently a lot of people did drugs and were like, "We're going to swim," and then just never came back out.
Dude, that was the year we went, they had the lake, and me and Big J were walking. Like, the comedy show started at 1 in the morning, the comedy tent. Like, we're walking through the darkness, and there's just this lake. There's no lights by this lake. There's just people jumping in the lake. Ugh. And
it's better that you can't see.
It was crazy. And one dude comes out of the lake holding a fish in his hands. And he's like, "I caught the fish.
Oh my God.
And we're like, "This is insanity." He literally went fishing with his hands in the lake while he was on drugs and clown makeup. It was hell. It was a true nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think I ever want to go to that.
Dude, it was so. Oh, is
sorry,
this
I know
it?
It's
oh,
late.
Wow. I definitely saw her.
Oh, you saw
her?
Yeah,
you. On top of you.
Yeah, she's pretty toit for a fucking juggalette, right?
Yeah.
The juggalette contest.
Is someone having that much written about her?
The Miss Juggalette 2024 got a little wild. One of the girls' talents.
Was there any of them that were attractive?
Out of the 20, I would say like there was 4 really cute girls.
Like actually cute. Yeah. But not by like standards of anywhere else, but just by the gathering standards.
Yeah. By day 3, they looked okay. There was one girl's talent was she came out with a 2-liter of Faygo, spit on it, and sat on it.
Oh, God. Spit on it? Why do you need to spit on it?
Yeah, that's just like for fake. That's like when the Rock spits on his hand before he slaps him.
Oh, no, she went pretty far on it.
Oh, but do you think the spit helped or she was just ready?
No, it was a process.
Wow. God damn, dude.
Yeah, it was kind of wild.
Wow.
Good time.
What was the craziest thing you saw?
I mean, a girl stretcher put a 2-liter bottle up her pussy was pretty wild.
That was the wildest. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Jay said he had a great time, too.
Where do you sleep? In a hotel room or outside? Or
I had a hotel, but then Jay and I, on each night we performed, had a camper on site.
And is that comfortable?
It was like a big RV. Yeah, it had beds.
Oh.
It had a fridge. It was like a...
It was a bonfire fan. They laid on him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was pretty big. It was fun.
That one really got me. Yeah. Just picturing someone like, you know how you like do this with a pillow, but with some guy's head. Like,
yeah, I couldn't camp there. It was too crazy.
Yeah, fuck wild. That.
Camping just in general is tough.
I hate camping.
When's the last time you went camping?
I went with Joe and Bobby. And
oh, you did that whole thing.
I did that comedy camp thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was fine. That was fun. But I was like, I hate sleeping on the floor. I don't like crawling out of something in the morning. I don't like that. I want to be in a hotel. I'd rather be partying and then sleep in a nice bed.
I mean, how many other things have you crawled out of in the morning? It's simply
your
just
your mom's pussy.
Oh, my God.
She's dead.
I like your little sound effects because they give us time to like...
Everyone's cool?
Yeah. We're good. We're doing good.
Yeah, dude. Camping is a rough one. One night's fine. By night two.
No way.
By night two, it's a lot.
Bugs. I hate bugs. Yeah. I don't like dirt. Not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always have like a weird shit.
Nobody likes dirt and bugs.
By afternoon.
Are you fucking Tim Burton?
Well, me and my friend Timon love to eat them.
I don't hate dirt. Like, when I get my hands dirty, I'm happy.
You kind of like it.
Yeah.
A like little it. Bit of fucking.
Yeah, because you can go home that night and wash it off in a sink.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Like, this, you have to, like, waste your water. It's either, do I drink water or do I wash my hands?
Where are you camping, dude?
Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's talking about camping with Bobby. Yeah.
I mean, I know there's, like, a 3-minute drive from the fucking. You're at a campsite with showers, water, all that other shit.
Fuck all that.
You're not no desolate. Way.
It's like splashing water in his ass.
Yeah, no yeah, way.
Dude, by day two, I'm just like, this Nats. Is a lot. Dude.
Yeah, and by the last night, people had knocked over most of the porta potties.
Oh my god, it's like Woodstock '99.
Oh yeah, it was the people watch that and went pussies.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, delivered right to your door. Fuel up fast with nutritious meals, any diet plan you need. So if you're doing low carb, low calorie, whatever it is, vegan like a weirdo, they got you covered. Morning, noon, and night, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. What is there not to love about Factor Meals, Zach?
Yep, Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you got to do is heat and enjoy. And then enjoy yourself outside, inside, whatever you're going to do. They have breakfast, they have lunch, they have dinner, they have snacks. And you can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon. And once again, all ready in just 2 minutes.
Right now, all you got to do is go to FactorMeals.com to try them out. Use the promo code RAP50, R-A-P-5-0. You're going to save 50% off your order. You can also just use the link that's in the description, FactorMeals.com/RAP50. Use that code RAP50 for 50% off your order today. All right, where were we? I ended up going and doing shows with Shane Gillis at the Mohegan Sun Arena.
In Unksville?
Yeah. It's way different.
It's full of them.
Full of unks.
Oh, it's not unks out there.
This place is full of unks.
Zach's like, can I go?
Ooh, I and a hip and a hop and a scooby-dee-doo.
Doug, you know, a way different experience than performing at the comedy club at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Yeah, I mean, they treated you like a human being and an artist.
Yeah, they did. It was cool, man. Really cool. Fucking shout out to Shane. And
how big is that arena or like whatever?
8,000 people, 8,500 seats.
Yeah, it's like a t-shirt gun. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
No, yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's yeah. fucking just huge audiences. And
wow, so in 1 week you did Madison Square Garden and then...
Yeah, but I didn't. They did it. And I
mean, you did it.
I
yeah,
opened.
But you know, you did it.
It's not my accomplishment.
Well, no shit.
It's their accomplishment.
Hey, I mean, every theater I've done is not my accomplishment.
Well, I'm only proud of my accomplishments. I will say sure. that Shane, I mean... From a financial
is my accomplishment.
From a financial standpoint, it might make more sense to feature for Shane than to headline my own shows.
Yeah, right.
Just
yeah,
from
yeah.
a pure, because Shane is not cheap at all.
Nice.
You hear about certain guys that are fucking like, I literally said to Shane, I was like, I said, no. I went, no, you can't give me this much money. This
really?
Is fucking retarded. He was like, really? I was like, no, just give it to me.
Yeah, yeah. You go, oh, no, I can't.
Yeah, I will say Shane is very, very fucking generous, and his audiences are great. And I awesome. Fucking, yeah, it was just really a great experience. And to watch, you know, to watch how fucking famous Shane has gotten, it's different. You don't realize it. Like, I don't realize how famous Nate is. I don't realize how famous Tony is, Schultz, Shane, any of these guys. It's hard to see because I've watched these guys grow from being like poor with roommates where we're all doing Eastville Comedy Club and shitty comedy clubs
right.
to being like actual superstars where like security has to walk them through the backside of the arena because he'll be mobbed like a fucking beetle.
Right.
It's pretty surreal to watch. And also I will say Shane does it in a very cool way. Like he does his own voice of God. Like I would be much more like Tony or Schultz. I'd be like,
have
no,
somebody
dude.
Somebody else do it.
Oh, Louis.
I was like, I need a homeless person right now that we're gonna underpay for this job.
Someone comes up, that would be fucking hilarious.
I would shoot up. I would shoot up like Michael Jackson from the stage.
Yes.
Fire.
A homeless guy comes on the God mic.
Hey everybody.
Can you please just pay me?
What do I say?
Just.
Are you guys ready for a great show?
Give it up for Lawrence Jar. Lars Gormez.
But very, yeah, I mean, he's just does it in his own way, dude. Just very, yeah. like, not doing, like, the big crazy show like these guys are doing. Doing, like, a fucking just down to earth.
Yeah, that's cool.
His own way.
I
really,
like that
really cool.
doing your own God mic thing.
I love it. Apparently Louis did
that too, yeah. And it's exciting. Like when you go see Louis,
they start to realize who it is.
Yeah, you go, oh my god,
oh he's here, yeah. And then it's like kind of like this funny joke or something. Like Louis would do this thing where he's like, Madonna's playing here November 74th. Like he would joke around about.
Oh
it,
yeah,
whatever.
That's great. Yeah, no, Shane's was great.
Such a fan. I'm a fucking,
what a fag. What a fag you are,
motherfucker. Kill myself.
But yeah, it was fucking.
He's just jerking off the whole time. He's completely nude. So
you okay, know. We got a great show for you tonight. Just hold on.
But yeah, I mean, Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jewelist.
The yeah, I mean, the whole experience was really cool, and I'm just really proud to fucking
you
see that
gamble?
Happen. A little bit, not much.
What
I'm not
eat?
A gambler, dude. Just ate.
You went to Michael Jordan's.
No.
Restaurant.
No, didn't do any steaks. Of that. Didn't do any of that.
What'd you do? Just go there, do the fucking thing,
got
and then
Johnny
fly
Rockets.
Home.
Yeah, got Johnny Rockets. I worked out. You know,
you got a couple
Johnny
personal
Rockets.
Moments. You like looked at the empty arena afterwards.
Yeah, he stood out there.
Stuffy decided he doesn't want to.
Yeah,
Dallas
before
anymore,
you went
yeah.
up, you had your hand on the wall, yeah. thinking.
I was like, I'm going to cancel the Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah, you go. That's right. I think I'm a little too big like, for the Real Ass
like, you
Podcast.
You know what, dude? Real Ass Podcast just isn't doing it for me anymore. This is more my speed.
I love the features that like open for people and then start like think it's their accomplishment.
Oh,
get like
man.
A big head.
It's so cringy.
It's so
like
cringy.
I like the people that like. Yeah, I just whatever. It's fine. It is what it is. Like no, there's look. I do feel I feel proud of myself that I've gotten myself to a place specifically with the garden where you know it wasn't like.
Oh, it's the garden now.
It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't.
He's got a personal relationship with it.
No, I mean the garden here at the Gas Digital Studios. There's bugs. There's bugs everywhere.
Oh, I hate that.
No, but like you know, like I ended up doing comedy long enough where you know I've been on Kill Tony as a guest like 16 or 17 times, and they asked me to be a part of this Legends Bucket thing. It felt to a certain degree like an accomplishment. It felt like it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't randomly pulled out. I wasn't a person who put my name in a bucket. I got myself there, which is pretty fucking cool. But it's to sit there, people are like, dude, you did the garden. I'm like, I didn't do the garden.
Right.
They did the
it's
garden,
not...
and I was a part of their show right, that's right, at the right. garden.
You didn't
you know?
Sell the tickets.
Yeah, my ex fucking performed at the garden with Maluma. She's not like, I did the garden. Or maybe she did. She's
I did Maluma.
I did Maluma, so, you know.
Yeah, but it's still, you're in such a small group of people that have done the garden.
In
like,
a
stand up
the
at
garden.
The garden.
Right, guys, let's move on. This is gay. But anyway, I had
just
a fucking.
Just take it in.
No.
Just taking in, man.
No, I'm inspired.
Were you there the night Dice Man was there?
Yeah, I was there. I was there both nights.
Did you go back to your hotel room, look in the mirror, and go, I did it.
Yeah, they got you a hotel, right?
What'd you say?
They got you a hotel.
No.
They didn't get you a hotel?
Doggy.
Wow, they put you didn't do the garden at all. High five.
You gotta go back and get your car.
Yeah, Lewis is putting up his own shitty flag, going, Lewis Gomez, one time.
Tony had him test the mics.
They didn't have an open bar at the after party on night two.
That's crazy.
It was a cash bar. It was crazy.
Always have an open bar.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
Crazy. Wow. I was like, Tony, you're worth $1 billion. How am I paying for a mocktail right now?
he's like, we have specially named drinks. This is called the Hans Kim.
This is called the pay it for yourself, Spick. No, it was that was a really great weekend as well.
David Lucas is sweet.
I'm going to do a Scam That Jew giant comedy show and concert edition. Let's go.
That's so low. I like that you're like, why is YouTube trying to silence us? You go, I don't know. I don't understand why YouTube is shadow banning us. Anyway, play Con That N-Word.
No, first of all, we're the Jews.
There's okay. a comma in that.
There's a comma.
Okay. Scan so's, that, Jew.
So's there in Con That N-Word.
This is a great little scam I just realized because so on night three last night at Shane's show at the arena,
you three got nights? Him to
not
agree
just
to open?
Nights? It was three nights. Three yeah. nights at an arena.
Yeah, three nights.
That's the scam.
Hilarious. So like, let's do a Sunday too, but it's an arena.
So last
the
night.
The scam is that Lewis performed, is what I'm trying to say. Sorry. I got a great scam for you. Yeah. You call your friend Shane. Yeah. You beg him.
Yeah. Scum comma that spick.
Sorry. All
right. Now show them them titties.
Thanks, Shane.
Nice.
So this is a great scam. If you ever want to get backstage at a concert or at anything, comedy show, whatever. So, and I, by the way, you always fall into these scams. You just accidentally fall into the scams, right? So I was, every night they would bring us through the back of the arena to get, you'd call the arena people and they would come meet you and they would bring you on this really long trek that was like around the whole building. It was crazy. It was probably, I would say, the equivalent of a quarter mile maybe that you had to walk to go around the arena, or you could just fucking walk in the front door and you're just right there. Like you're right there, right? So I was getting food at the comedy club before the show, because Shane had his girlfriend there. They were getting dinner, and I was like, I was right next to the arena. I was like, I'm not calling the guy going all the way to the other side of the hotel to go all the way around the arena. I was like, I'm not famous. Nobody gives a shit if I walk through the crowd.
Right.
Like, there's a few fans that like.
It's
know
actually
who I am.
More awesome if you no, walk through I, the crowd because people are like, Lewis.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Shane doesn't want to be annoyed. I like my
he
ego being like, stroked.
Yeah. He was begging them to let.
He's like,
let me walk through the front door, play Metallica's please, Enter Sandman.
Please.
So I was
he's
like
banging beers on his head.
I said, fuck it. I was like, I'm just gonna
Lewis
go.
Lewis goes, he goes, hey, is that Lewis? Oh, guys, yeah. Come on. Sorry.
So I said, I'm going to go in the front door, and I just go up to the security guard. It's like a young kid. And I was like, hey, I'm performing on the show. I was like, I'm the middle act. I was like, I don't feel like calling the guy to go all the way around. Can I just walk in the front door? The kid's like, and I was like, yeah, I'll just, he was like, and he's like, let me get somebody. And then he got a guy in a suit. The guy in the suit came over. He was like, what's going on? I was like, I'm on the show. He was like, all right, yeah, come on. And then he just walked me, not through the metal detectors, like literally around the metal detectors. And they walked me straight backstage. They got the dressing.
Which was a mistake because I'm pretty fucking metal.
Some fucking terrorist is going to be listening to this being like, maybe we could go to LaGuardia and say, hey, I'm a pilot. Can I just get through here?
But they literally walked me backstage and they go, oh, yeah, go down that hallway. The dressing room's right over there. And I was like, what if I'm just some dude with a gun? Like,
and that's what you're thinking? Did you think about that when he's walking you and you just didn't say it?
No, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, dude, that's what I would go. I'd go, how do you even know I'm really on the show?
But I feel like with a comedy club, you can't do that. But like a large venue, an arena or even a theater, if you go with confidence to any concert, you go to see System of a Down, find out who their opening act is.
Right.
Find out the name of the bassist. That's all you need. All you need. Yeah. Be like, I'm fucking John whatever from this band. It was like, yeah, I was like, I'm just
gonna... Hi, I'm Mike Dirnt from Green Day. You say from Green Day.
From Green
Hi,
Day.
I'm Mike Dirnt from Green Day.
Doggy, they literally just walked me in. There was not even a question. I think this would work. If you had the right confidence, you could do this at any arena in the country and just walk straight in and not have an issue.
Well, those kids got into the Super Bowl by just like carrying a ladder.
Carrying a camera.
Yeah.
You get a... we were going to do that with Hori. Remember, Hori, what happened to us getting you a... New York. It was supposed to be a health inspector shirt.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened to that. Can we
order the health inspector shirt? Right, we want to see how many free meals we can get Jorge by going into the restaurant saying he's a health inspector.
Do you think health inspectors like wear health inspector shirts?
I think so.
Or like a polo that says health inspector.
He has a sign. Health inspector.
Or like, boom. And NY health inspector department. And astronaut, it says. Says on the sign, you know, I am one, so.
Batman. Dude, Batman's here.
Someone looks at the sign and goes, Batman, we need your help. Health inspector and gynecologist. Female body inspector.
I will take a number two supersized. Thank you, Batman.
Do you have cherry coke?
fuck. No, I think that would work. If you had a health inspector shirt, because there's got to be one, right? And they don't know what some kid doesn't know.
They dress like scientists. I think they wear like lab coats.
They wear button ups. If anything, they have like a badge or something.
When I worked at the slaughterhouse, they wacky wear lab.
Yeah, you go, oh, that guy's a scientist. You have wacky white hair.
Like Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Quick, let me in.
I know a scientist when I see one, and that guy's a scientist.
Marty, we gotta go back to the kitchen.
He's expecting health. He's like a doctor, essentially.
That's like saying you could walk into a hospital wearing like a white button up and be like, I'm a doctor.
Oh, you mean like every spy movie ever?
Yeah,
but I mean that, like, what you probably right, like, who's gonna stop you if you're wearing a doctor? If you carry just a camera and like just fake credentials, just like a badge, you could probably walk backstage at any concert in the world.
Yeah, well, I think Stolen Valor, like, you could at least go to the deli and get some sandwiches with Stolen Valor.
What, are you wearing like an army uniform?
Yeah, you just throw one on.
Yeah, that's why people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people that expose those people
to get,
on
like,
YouTube.
Free Wendy's and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. There's people that'll be like, I was in the army. You were not, sir. And they'll like tell everything that's wrong with their uniform.
I would be like, you're
but
such
you shut
a
the
fucking
fuck up,
hypocrite.
Dude. I'm trying to get a fucking cheeseburger.
Why does it bother you? Also, isn't this what you fought for? So I have the freedom to scam if I want?
That's
freedom.
Why they do it. I thought they walked around doing it like just cosplaying and being losers. They're actually just actively trying to get
things. I think it might be
scam,
a mix.
Like cut lines and
I think it might be a cut lines mix kind of thing. But I also think there are people that think that they're like fucking military, and they'll walk around wearing.
Yeah, I just think they talk to themselves.
Like me wearing a durag.
Yeah, it's like when Gizmo puts on the bandana around his head. You're like, he's not a badass. That's like what these guys are doing. They're mostly doing that. Yeah.
That's weird that you'll see. It's like standing in a parking lot in uniform. Like, what are you doing? Why?
Just being handicapped. I never mind.
What is your problem? Well, that's another thing. All the pedophile hunter videos have gotten really out of control. Now they're just like. The one that's going viral now that everyone's talking about is it's like a retarded black. It's just a genuine retard.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Well,
like,
some of these guys.
This guy. Well, so here's the thing, right? There's like it's a weird thing because you get called a pedophile defender if you criticize these videos at all.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing: you have a retarded person. Okay. Now I'm not saying a retarded person should touch children, but this is a retarded person who's mentally in the place of like a 12-year-old kid, right? Who doesn't know right from wrong. They have caretakers. This is a mentally handicapped person. Now you. Are pretending to be a little girl. There's no real victim. There's no real little girl. You're just a dude being like, hello, retard.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to come and suck your cock.
I mean, the person who is born a retarded pedophile must have fucked God's wife or something. Like, how are you born a retard that's also a pedophile? I mean, you're so unlucky with that spin.
But it's like, so people...
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
And then this guy Snake shows eyes. Up and they beat the shit out of him. They start smacking him and beating his ass. And they fucking, you know... And you're like, you're literally a... You're essentially bullying a retarded person on every single angle. You're like embarrassing him. You're setting him up. You're making him think that somebody's interested. Like, this is the guy in question is actually a fucking retarded person.
Yeah.
I get the debate on the other thing. I get the debate. You go like, well, you know what? Fuck him. It's a pedophile. He gets his ass beat. Who really gives a shit?
Right.
I think it's the whole thing is the whole category of pedophile hunting is just weird for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's always something wrong with them. They're always like autistic or retarded
sometimes they're not.
Just pedophiles.
Sometimes they're just pedophiles. And by the way, embarrass them, get them to go to jail. I think there's one guy who actually does it. He actually does it in a really good way. I'm forgetting his name. He's a really big guy, fucking huge, massive dude. And the way that he does it, it's actually pretty fucking brilliant. I give him credit on this.
He dresses up like a little girl.
No.
With a lollipop.
So, no, what do you
guy wearing like a schoolgirl's uniform. Hi, are you here to meet the little girl? Freeze!
No, what he does is he does it in a way where he gets them to admit it to the cop. Because the thing is, they very often the pedophiles get off. Because
they do.
You're not adhering to any like protocol or any like legal standards. You're literally
like kicking him in the face.
Most of the time these pedophiles get off. But what this other guy does is he'll have a cop show up, right? And then he like tricks the pedophile. He was like, you all right, so you have pictures in your phone, but you promise you're gonna delete them, right? He's like, yeah, I swear to God I'm gonna delete them. He's like, because we'll delete this video, you don't gotta worry about it. As long as you tell me you're gonna delete those pictures that are in your phone right now. And then a cop starts walking up and he's like, what's the cop here? He's like, no, it's like we're here to help you. He's like, don't worry, officer. He has child porn in his phone, but he's going to delete it. He said he's going to delete it. Right, you're going to delete it? He's like, I am going to delete it. He's like, but you do have it, right? He's like, I do have it, but I am going to delete it. And he admits it to the cop, and you're like, wow.
Ooh, this guy. Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
And he nails it, dude. And then they go, cool. And then they arrest the guy right there and then. And at the very least, he's conscious of that. I still think it's kind of fucked up and weird to be making money off of.
Yeah, you're monetizing off.
I think it's just kind of weird, and
it's also going to make
people get very like really angry. Like, dude, what the fuck? The cops make money off of helping people. It's like, I just feel like you can't have a bunch of retards out there creating vigilante justice.
It's gonna, yeah. It's what, gonna
but
lead
why?
To...
Why could, like, for example, if I wanted to right now, I could pretend to be you. I could pretend to be you, right? I could have your pictures. I could have your profile. I could start chatting with somebody that's a little kid, and I can set you up in a pedophile sting and know where you're going to be.
I thought you were going to say on a hot date.
but
I can hook you up, bro.
But
well, what? What are you? You're like, hey, do you want to do gas?
Well,
do
what I could be, I could pretend to be you. I could pretend to be you. Here. I could be in a chat, yes. And I could say, and I can invite you to Realize Podcast. I'm like, I want to meet this person at this address.
Uh-huh.
And I can literally have them set you up, and you'd be like, that wasn't me. Like, is this your picture? I'm like, oh, it is my picture.
I guess so, yeah.
I can find a little dick on the internet.
I would immediately go,
did he say anything funny during the conversation?
What's stopping these guys from running away too? What's stopping these guys from the minute like a dude comes up with their phone being like, okay, and just walking
I would
away?
Just bolt, dude. Naruto run.
There's guys on to catch a predator. There's guys on to catch a predator that you would see like pull up to the driveway, look in the window, go, no.
Yeah, they go, oh, this house looks like a fucking setup.
If that was me, I would.
Did they see the craft services table outside?
Yeah, have you seen the one where
I would
the guys
kill,
pull guns on these
guys?
Guys,
I would kill the person.
Yeah.
If that was me, they're like, oh, hey, you're a pedophile. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they go, are you a pedophile? I'm also a murderer. but no, I know the videos you're talking about where they're like Asian autistic kids where they're like, you're trying to meet a boy. You're trying to meet a little girl. You're trying to meet a... And they're like, Hussein, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, some of them rough. Are. Some That's where you kind of feel bad. You're like, it's only because it's not a real victim. Like, this person, this is a retarded person. They're not able to have access to children. You're giving them access to a fake child that doesn't really exist.
Right.
And you're tantalizing their fantasies. Or the guy, the black guy who they push him into the porch, this guy was acted like an 11-year-old, dude. And by the way, that's not defending a pedophile. I'm just saying it is much different than a pedophile that's going out and preying on people.
Right.
You're looking for this guy, and it happens to be a mentally handicapped person, and now you're beating
you
the shit out of him.
You need to be jealous of the pedophile. You need to think the pedophile's good-looking.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Attractive. Well, there's a pedophile catcher who, like, has... You know, like celebrities go with him and they perform music songs to these guys. Have you seen this?
Oh yeah, that one guy, Lil Pump, like kicked a dude in the face.
Yeah, like this guy comes and he's like, "We caught you," and there's like six other big dudes, and then like Lil Pump or something, like literally singing a song and like shoving it in his face, like, you know the words. Come on, like hitting it.
Yeah,
like,
no, Akon sang Lost Up.
Akon,
which is ironic because Lil Pump is what that guy was looking for.
Let's do plugs. Okay, we're rolling here. We're just chucking and fucking trucking, baby boys. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is a longtime supporter of this network and Skankfest and all the things here that we love. And if you guys are in the market for Kratom and over 21 years old, you got to get your Kratom from YoKratom.com.
That's right. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just $60.
YoKratom.com, no promo code needed. Already the best deal in Kratom, home of the $60 kilo, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? What are you plugging, Scotty?
Oh, I got Skankfest September 20th.
Yeah.
When is that? 9th.
What's that?
31st. Whenever it is, you know, that whole weekend, it's going to be an absolute ball. Very excited.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Hey, look, I have a special out right now on my YouTube called Thin Lips.
Oh, it's so good. It's
thank
so
you.
Good.
Thanks. Go to my YouTube. Thanks for sharing it, you guys. And just watch that and leave a nice comment and everything. That'd be nice.
Was it sarcasm? I shared it.
You did. I said thanks for sharing it, you guys. Right, it wasn't sarcastic.
Fucking scumbag.
It wasn't sarcastic. Rerun. Look at my eyebrows. We're going to go back and look at my sincere eyebrows going, thank you guys for sharing.
Zach Kimiko.
I'll be on the road with Lewis this weekend, but then next month, September the 21st, headlining Staten Island Comedy Festival. Come on out.
Very exciting. This weekend, Long Island fucking governors, me and Zach Amico, the band is back together, Levittown, New York, Friday and Saturday. Then next weekend, I will be in Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. Very excited. First time ever, August 29th through 31st. September 1st, Spokane. Then all before Skankfest, I got Skyline in Appleton, Wisconsin, Janesville, Wisconsin. I got Atlanta, Orlando, Virginia Beach. Toronto's been moved to November, folks. I had to move it to November. It was just too much. Going from Toronto, and then because we're doing Austin the week before Skankfest, so going from Toronto all the way to Austin, then to Skankfest, it was going to be like fucking 11 days away from home, and I just couldn't fucking do it. So I do apologize for all the people that bought Toronto tickets, but those tickets will be honored in November. I don't know the dates offhand, but they're going to be transferred automatically. If you can't make the November dates, you can get a refund. You'll be issued a refund, so just hit them up. Hit up the comedy club themselves. But yeah, Austin, Texas. Live Legion of Skanks tickets are officially on sale for September 22nd at the Creek in the Cave in Austin. Plus, I'm doing a bunch of other shows. I'm going to be heading around to all the comedy clubs out there. I'll be there for a few days right before Skankfest, all happening September 26th through 29th. Friday pass is available. Only very few Friday passes left. There's a handful of Sunday passes left as well. Grab those individual day passes because they will sell out. And this is the last year that we're doing Vegas for the next year or two at least. We're going to come back to Vegas eventually because Vegas is the shit. But yeah, we're going to take a break for sure next year. So this is going to be the last time to party with us in Vegas for quite some time. So shout out to Your Kratom for making it all possible. And subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP. You unlock our Friday episode, bonus episode every Friday that you can't get unless you're a subscriber. Plus you have over 1,000 episodes that are all on demand, all ad-free, all uncensored, all in one place. If you hate the censorship, this is the way to enjoy the podcast. You do not get the censorship on Gas Digital. Plus you get access to the racist live chat and many other member benefits. Shout out to Benny and the Jets, who always posts the hottest girls in the racist live chat. Benny and the Jets is a little pervert, a little horny pervert, and he has the exact same taste as me. Every girl that he posts in the racist live chat, I'm like, that's my type of gal. Thank you, Benny.
Do you think when Elton John wrote that song, he pictured somebody in a racist live chat posting, you know, yeah, women hey, by that name?
Not. Probably not.
Hey, I got a great idea for the next Skankfest. What How about... 30 minutes away from my house.
Skankfest. The Bronx.
The Bronx. Honestly, that would be a whole different Skankfest. I think that would be awesome.
Let's see.
I don't know. Part of the fun is having a hotel.
Yeah.
Not having to go home.
Sure.
Nigga Mortis says Lewis is a faggot.
Yeah. Nice.
let's see. Cole Brown says Lewis is a gay retard.
Well, Cole
Brown
cool
says Lewis
Skankfest
definitely
Vegas
likes some young.
Is in Skankfest Vegas, you get all the locals being like, this is normal and everything. But in the Bronx, it would be fucking, you know, be like hood rats being like, yeah, man, why come there's so many clowns here?
Yo, white boys, why are you so funny?
Yeah. You'd only hear that for miles. Oh, you know, we're doing a good job when you hear the sprinkler system going off.
Hands are over mouths, walks are being taken.
Yeah, you'd have to get bigger venues so that they could get up and walk around more. Yeah, the Bronx is a good place, but we got to get bigger venues because they like to, every time they laugh, they run around.
Let's see. Let's talk about this. It's a video. Bus driver pummels a passenger for spitting on him. What is this, Shannon?
Pummels.
I was going to play it, then we can talk about it after.
Please.
You spit, you see me right now. I knock your little out, man. What? Go down.
Oh, this bus driver said, go down.
Yeah, he's like, we're about to fucking throw down.
Nice.
Cut to me sitting on the thing, listening to my podcast.
Like,
ooh.
Hell yeah, there we go.
This guy rules.
This guy's the best bus driver ever.
Oh, Jesus, man. All right. He's fucking dead, man. You killed him.
Black people do not like being spit on.
No. I actually don't like being spit on either. But.
Yeah, but they take it a whole... There's an extra thing to it.
Dude, black people are the only ones who will give up everything for the slightest bit of disrespect.
Yeah, of course.
We'll give it all up. He's like, dude, I'm on camera. The city's getting sued. I'm losing my job. My family's going to be desolate.
Yeah.
But I'm going to fucking kill this guy right now.
With
the slightest perceived disrespect at all.
I get it, dude. I get it.
Because it didn't start off with him just getting spit on. It started off with him being like, he's like, he just started saying something disrespectful, not paying his fare. And then it just snowballed into fucking this guy.
I love that he was holding in his anger enough to be like, I need everyone to go to the end of the bus right now.
Yeah. Like, when's the last time you got spit on?
Fucking explode.
When's the last time you got spit on by somebody?
I've actually never been spit on. I've spit on people.
Little bitch.
I kind of regret it.
I do regret it.
I mean, he didn't really deserve it.
He's on fire!
But, you know, when you're young and you're angry, and spitting is the best.
When's the last time you spit on somebody? Remind me. Remind me. I'm going to remember this.
I was this was a long time ago. I was in high school. I was on the bus. And some fucking punk ass kid, I still got anger for him for no reason. Some punk ass kid like started fucking getting Older into it you? With my buddy, and then my buddy got off the bus, and this kid started talking shit. And
wait, your buddy? So you were
he got into it with my like they were like arguing. Fuck you, arguing. Yeah,
your buddy got off the bus not to fight him, but just to go home.
To go home, he was like, yeah, fuck you, blah 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 blah.
Is this a school bus?
This was a school bus. Okay. Yeah.
And Brian's like, what do I do? What do I do? And then he's just like,
yeah, I go. He's gonna hate. I'm gonna be doing that for three stops.
Who's so fucked?
You feel like you're fucked. And then I go, I swallow it. Fuck. And then he got off the bus and the kid was talking shit and like trying to make everybody like, isn't that guy a fucking faggot? Da, da, da. And I'm like, you know, his boy's still on the bus. And he was like, oh. And I went, pew. And then there was a girl there that grew up around the block from me, and she's like, I've never seen that side of you. It got really scary, and then we had sex.
You had sex with that girl?
Years later.
Nice.
And now she's a lesbian.
That was it.
Years later.
Yeah, that was it. She was like, I've never seen that side of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what did he do when you spit on him?
He was like...
That's it. He was a pussy.
He was a pussy. And that's the thing that makes me regret it, because when you spit on somebody and they're like, you're like...
gross.
God, what did I do? Why'd I do that?
The last time I remember spitting on somebody... Oh, no, Jake Flores.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
I heard that didn't happen.
Allegedly, yeah. I did not.
Allegedly.
I was screaming and spit flew out of my mouth.
Those were good times, man. When
is there a statute of limitations in spitting on somebody's face?
It is assault.
It's assaulty if it's my spit.
But yeah, I loved going on Twitter and seeing you guys fight. That was always awesome.
I literally try to make amends with the guy all the time. I shit you not, I have no ill will. I have no ill will. And then I'll go online, I'll just see him, then I'm like, oh, I have ill will. I hate this guy. Holy shit.
Well, because
shit.
He's talking shit about you. Like, of course you're going to be like, hey, man, stop talking shit.
I genuinely don't give a fuck. I'm too busy and I have too much going on to have a fucking beef with, like, an actual loser. Like, an actual low-life loser.
An actual loser. Technically it's certified loser.
It'll
be like 45 tweets loser. Telling people how to live their life. And then be like, anybody know any bar back jobs?
It's crazy. You're talking about like he posts pictures of his home, and it's, I mean, doggy, like I won't post a picture of my home if it's a little messy, because I'm like, that's, you know, I don't know, it's embarrassing that I'm an adult. Why am I posting my messes for people?
Yeah.
He like will show his like black mold. He's like, I got black mold in my house. Look at my life. Jeez. Sucks. You're like, dude, chill. Keep it sexy. What is wrong with you?
Keep it sexy.
I feel bad for him. I'm like, dude, just fucking, can I train you on how to not be
American mold.
Yeah, but I don't actually wish it. If he came to me right now and said, hey, dude, this is all dumb. Can I just do the podcast and we just talk shit on each other? And like, let's go.
That is something that's actually admirable. Admirable?
Admirable?
Deliverable. About you is that
discoverability.
Discoverability.
No matter
the
what.
The most discoverability.
Discoverability.
They put that in my discover bibliography.
You always, like, you can end up cool with anybody that you're beefing with.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't give a fuck.
Remember when you and Dave made the Guys We Fucked parody thing? Like, you guys were at war a little bit, too.
Yeah, we were at war with the guys.
And now you're lovers.
Yeah, well, now we have sex
you
with
you and Dave,
them.
That is.
Now I have sex with the guys we fucked. Regularly, both of them.
At the same time.
Yeah. That'd be a fun threesome.
You're the guy they fucked.
That'd be a fun threesome. Have they ever had a threesome with a guy? That's the ultimate guy we fucked.
Yeah.
Do threesome with the fucking guy.
That's the last episode.
And then, they end the show.
Yeah.
Let it be me. Dude, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would be the guy. Why wouldn't it be me? Are you out of your mind? Are you? You don't think I could fuck Corinne and Christina?
This guy, yes.
not good enough to make it the last episode.
Yeah. This is a big deal.
No, you're not looking at the final season.
Okay, I wonder which one you want to fuck from behind and which one you want to look at.
Dougie, I mean, what are you talking about? Like, do you not like the level of women that I've been with compared to Christina and Corinne? No offense,
it's not about that.
They're beautiful, funny girls.
It's not about
ridiculous.
I don't think the last episode of that podcast needs them to. They need to have like a three-way with Obama.
Someone they fall in love with.
About.
They need to get married.
That podcast, yeah. No offense, girls, that podcast has fallen off tremendously. I mean, Obama, are you out of your fucking mind?
Let me be clear.
Are you out of your skull?
I'm going to fuck you from the back.
Yeah. Lewis recently did Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. He sees their pussy and goes, oh, I haven't seen one of these in a while.
I'm just saying.
Disgusting.
There's a path to having a threesome with Christina and Corinne as their last episode of their podcast.
I do not
for
think
me.
There's a path. You think there's a path
look,
for you?
There's a path.
So funny. I'm
just saying.
Get on the path train.
Call your manager.
I'm telling you right now. I wonder if they've ever done it. I think they were Eskimo sisters and they interviewed the guy that they both fucked.
Oh, okay.
I think that's like one of the episodes.
I like that Eskimos are known for having sex and with
sharing diseases. What is the origin of Eskimo
brothers?
There's
like a limited amount, and they're all in one.
You and I had sex with the same person.
Yeah, there's probably just 12 of them, and that's why. So they're all like fucking, and but
yeah, they're all Eskimo brothers.
Shannon, tell me the origin of Eskimo brothers. Where does that come from, please?
All the guys I'm Eskimo brothers with is because we harpooned the same whale.
It says that it actually.
Are we Eskimo brothers?
No, we're not.
I feel like that's impossible.
Me and Zach?
Yeah.
Now I'm a good boy.
It's
we are.
We are, for sure. What's up, dog? Yeah.
How many times over?
Just once.
Just once.
I mean, I don't know. Do you mean how many people or
he goes, how many times over? Just,
I don't know. I'm hoping just one person because all the other ones were my sweet angels.
How many,
the
others how many would break female his comedians heart. Have you slept with?
How
a
many,
decent amount?
Haven't
I? No, I...
Sagalo throws it down.
But Sagalo throws it down.
They
it's
act
comical,
like I fucking
yeah.
take advantage of young comics.
Sagalo
is a rapist.
Yeah, yeah, let's start that.
Sagalo rapes.
Look,
what are we talking
just,
about?
Yep.
This is crazy.
It's
crazy.
Tell them
about all the opportunities I can give them.
Yeah, it's a type of rape.
At least all the girls that I have sex with don't have like a podcast. All of a sudden, I keep them under a rock.
Do you think that I give girls podcasts? Do you think you need to be given a podcast?
I think that's you and your fucking
retard.
Popsicle, like Adam Sandler and Funny People. Every time he has sex, he comes out with a popsicle.
Every time
you have sex,
by the way,
like,
I watch Funny People recently. I watched Funny People recently. It kind of holds up.
I like that movie.
It's interesting now because I watched it when I was a young comic, like broke. Like I connected so much.
Right.
Like, me and Dave Smith were like just roommates, and we were just both trying to figure it out.
Right,
and like. You know, just the idea like your buddy gets something and you're like, oh, you're at an age where anything matters. Like just that gig would have been so big at the time.
Yeah.
And then like even like that was the first time you sort of even like see like how rich and famous some comedians can get where it's like that.
Right.
And now I've like just lived my life a little bit more and I've seen like I've been to like I have famous friends that are actually like rich and have houses like that. And like it's kind of interesting to see the whole spectrum sort of. As it came to like life.
Right. In reality too. And it also just shows that like time is cyclical because there's a scene in that movie where there like Jonah Hill is like he's like, check it out. It's got 1 million views and it's cats playing and then him being a cat. And it shows Seth Rogen being like, this got 1 million views. And it's like you can still think about people that like we know that are like, check this out. This got 1 million views. And you're like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think
not
that
like
was great.
It matters,
movie.
But yeah, that is a good movie.
It was a great movie. I didn't give any of these girls podcasts. You piece of shit. The only girl that ever got a podcast that I dated while I was dating her that we put a podcast on the network was Karen Feehan with Shame On
and Natalie Cuomo.
No, it was never on this network. We gave her studio rental.
That's hilarious, though. Still funny. I don't know why that made me laugh so much.
Wait,
but
say more names.
What about Kim?
Kim, she had her own podcast after we broke up. Broad Topics years later. Years later after we broke up. Kim's hilarious. Karen Fian was really funny, and Jay Mon was a great podcast. That podcast was so good. It was Micah Fox and Karen Fian.
That
they
is a
they
good
would
podcast,
pick a topic to shame every week. So one week it would be men. Next week it would be gay people. Next week it would be black people.
Didn't they have
and they
guests
would just,
come in?
Yeah, they have a black person there, but like, ew, black people smell. And that was the whole fucking pod. It was so funny and so mean, and it was the best. I conceptualized it. I came up with the name.
You're like Jermaine Dupri.
I am kind of like Jermaine Dupri.
You're like, and they'll wear backwards clothing.
Doggy, but that was the only girl that I've ever...
Karen, it won't matter.
This is the only girl that I ever dated while we were dating that started doing a podcast on my network. Every comic has a podcast. I can't stop them from doing podcasts.
He wishes he could.
I tried.
Shit, Brendan's making sure.
I fucking tried.
None of his exes have fucked.
Yeah, I'm going, don't put a microphone anywhere near her.
Yeah, but fucking...
She can't... Butt fucking.
Butt fucking is... One of the podcasts we've conceptualized. How many female comedians have you butt fucked?
I haven't had anal sex ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
Well, no, it's funny.
I butt fucked.
Have you?
I've butt fucked. Three female comedians.
You butt fucked three female comedians.
I'll never say the names.
I think I
just look at their careers. Brandon, you of all people, I mean, us of all people, should be. Trying to engage in butt fucking.
Why?
We're not gonna hurt them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true. I just don't.
I
don't
why
care
you
that
so
much.
Many girls, you're doing this. I can't hurt you thing.
You do a fuckboy thing.
You.
I guarantee
I
you.
Don't like, do a I can't
boy.
Hurt
I
you.
I guarantee
I'm
you
funny.
That Sagalo does a fuckboy thing.
And what's
where
the
he,
fuckboy thing?
Acting like,
any
like
girl
you really
who's
like them.
With
you,
their body,
you're
like,
very
I'm also
sweet.
Uncomfortable with my body. You know.
I've dated every girl that I've. I mean, there's some comics that I've fucked that it just didn't work out, but. I've like been in a relationship.
Oh, you've never
with
worked out.
You do a fuckboy thing. You act like you like them. You're
what are
really,
you talking about?
And then you convince.
And then I live with them for 2 years.
Then you convince.
I do a fuckboys
like
thing.
You.
What do I do? Let's get it.
You
out.
Act like you really like them, and then they really like you, and you're just. Then eventually, you're like, oh shit, I'm kind of in a thing with this girl now. I don't even really
write
like
them
her
a
that
rap.
Much.
I write him a rap. I go, this one I wrote about you, and a one and a two. No, I'm the you're describing all the girls that have had sex with me because they're
a
like
a one and a two.
No, I'm a certified lover boy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let's talk about this.
Certified pedophiles.
Let's talk about this. Oscar De La Hoya and girlfriend have a post taken down of them dancing in bikinis. What is this, Shannon?
1 second.
Is he cross dressing again?
No.
Yeah, he was cross dressing.
Not cross. Here you go. All night. Hold on. You're going to see him in 1 second.
She looks disgusting. Is Oscar having a midlife crisis?
What in the fuck?
I honestly don't have a problem with this
He's
at all.
He's being silly.
He's being silly with his... I mean, she has the fakest body in the world. Look at that
ass.
Yeah,
her ass sucks. Her tits suck.
Her tits stink.
Yeah, but he's just being a goofball. Yeah, like, if Steve-O did that, him. No one would possibly give a shit.
Yeah, he's
but they just have that Latin bravado, and it's the boxing thing, and it's like...
But he's a weirdo. He's a weirdo.
I don't know. Is that weird to make a silly video?
No, I don't think that's weird. No, and no offense, Shannon. I don't want to offend you here because you have fake tits. But like, I've been with a few girls with fake tits, a few girls with fake asses, hips, BBWs.
Fake ass is crazy.
Not BBW. What is it called?
BBLs. I've been
BBL,
with BBWs.
Yeah, yeah.
And not so.
I've been with BBCs.
Yeah. That's the thing about BBWs. The emphasis is really that first B. The second B is to be nice. That's the second B stands for be nice.
But like, yeah, like there's something about like procreating with a bitch that has. Modified herself where you're like, I don't even know what the fuck you look like underneath
right.
there. Like, I have no idea what Shannon's real tits are. Who knows?
They probably
really
suck.
Bad.
They were bad?
Really bad.
How bad were
like
they?
Like, almost nothing.
You were flat?
Just, yeah.
Just flat?
Yep.
Were they at least a nice shape? Like, flat nice?
No, it was all bad.
Were they pointy?
Flat nice is good.
Were they tiny and pointy?
Yeah. Are they hung off a little bit?
Yeah.
Now describe your pussy.
Oh, no. Hold on. This is brutal, Shannon.
Oh, you look like when a guy does a lot of steroids?
Oh, no. No, Shannon. Oh my God.
And there's no other like small chested people in my family. God just hated me.
So it wasn't even like because I like a chick who's kind of athletic, because, you know, little bumps, it's kind of hot, right? That wasn't what it was.
No.
These were...
gross.
They sagged a little bit.
Yeah.
And they were small, God. Saggy.
Yeah. And...
I hate sex. The doctor did it for free.
He was like, we're going to fix this.
And also, like, asymmetrical, which, you know, all women's boobs are asymmetrical, but it was, like, noticeably asymmetrical.
So
words
were
not.
So bad they were F-symmetrical. F minus.
So yeah, they see so, yeah, somebody in the Race of Life chat said flapjack Shannon. So they were flapjacky.
No, not
not big enough
extent.
To be
not
big
enough to be
not,
a flapjack.
They were like even. They were like
she
silver dollar
a pancake
pancakes.
In her head was like, no, pancakes. Pancakes are good.
Crepes.
Yeah, burnt English muffins.
Up until a few years ago, they the before and afters were still up on the doctor's website. They're not anymore.
Oh, wow. Well,
that was like his big portfolio one. He was like, look what the miracle.
I could turn retarded tits into okay tits.
This is Dr. Springer's opus. Shannon, would you ever show us the old tits if you could?
Maybe for the right exchange.
Oh, wow.
Maybe if it was
that
worth
is a
it.
Businesswoman.
Would you ever consider bringing the old tits back?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Damn. A reunion tour?
Yeah, reunion tour.
Shannon, would you have the old tits in your phone still?
I don't think so. I honestly, I'm not even just lying to you. I don't think so.
Damn.
How old, like, when did you get the
They're
new
100
tits?
Years old. So
17 20, years
22 years ago
22 years oh we've been saying 17 yeah. since I've known
you.
Oh my god, it's not healthy.
That's like three.
Do you have to replace
3 years
them?
It's an antique.
They've come up
with an oil change.
They've come up with three new technologies since her tits have come out, like the like,
yeah, the fucking cornhole bags are in her.
You have original iPhone tits. They don't get service.
Shannon, 22 years ago, do me a favor.
Shannon tits still have the rotating wheel to choose them.
2002, Shannon?
Yes.
Oh, man. Shannon's tits don't even get Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Shannon, do me a favor. Pull up things that were popular in 2002.
Wait, early 2002?
Yeah, you got Entourage tits.
Okay, let's see. The highest grossing movie of 2002 movies were...
Speaking of gross.
The biggest grossing tits.
her higher grossing tit was this one.
That one's definitely the higher gross.
That's
one.
That's a higher gross tit, and that's a lower gross tit.
That's they're called higher grossings. H-U-I-E-R.
How did we get funny. Here, everybody?
Shannon, your tits are too old for me to date.
Yeah. All right, you ready? Have the highest grossing movies. Austin Powers Gold Member. Spider-Man.
Shut
is
up.
One.
Austin Powers Gold Member tits.
Men in Black 2.
Wow. Yeah.
Shannon went on a date and the guy was like, your tits make me horny, yeah. baby. She's like, yeah. great reference.
Yeah.
It was Robbie Goodwin still. It's just how much Robbie Goodwin's impressions stink because how outdated the impressions are. Who's
he's
doing Austin
like,
Powers
yeah,
now?
He was like molested one summer.
Yeah.
He watched like a bunch of blockbuster movies and was molested when he was 8 years old.
Oh, he was like cable guy.
Kelly Clarkson yeah. won the first ever American Idol in 2002.
Wow.
Wow.
So
Shannon went to Bennigan's to eat after she got her tits.
Some people wait a lifetime.
Since you've been gone.
She's talking to her old tits.
Since you've been gone. I can breathe the
lifetime. Shannon, what else was going on in 2002 when you were getting those tits?
One of the top songs was A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Great song.
What song was that?
Yeah, the one from White Chicks.
That's her old tits.
Yeah.
And I wish you were the same size.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
Saw 9/11 and was like, things got to change.
Rosie O'Donnell came out in 2002.
Really?
Wow. Show your tits.
The Osbournes was airing in 2002.
Wow.
Good damn, year.
Shannon. Is this all bringing you back right now, Shannon?
It's just making me feel old as a person.
When did you do that blind date show?
So I think I was either 23 or 27. I'm 42. So I was either 23 or 27. Eliminate is what I did.
Eliminate.
Yeah.
I think you're 23 in that. They're not going to have a dating show with a 27-year-old.
No, Shannon was pretty toy in that. Pull up Unlimited. Do you have? Is it available? Can we see it?
It's in my phone somewhere.
Did you have your new tits in that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's that's how she got in.
Right. She had her old tits and like, yeah,
not even a buzzer. We're not looking for another gaffer.
Excuse me, sir. Sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
Craft Services are here. shit.
I gotta look. It's gonna
they call the craft because she was always gonna be an American single.
Yes. Yeah. Nice, dude.
All right. There we go. Yeah, Shannon was fucking. Shannon's still pretty toy. Shannon could get it any day. She just doesn't fucking try with me. But I think Shannon must have been like horribly molested or something that she's suppressing in her head.
Shannon, were you horribly molested?
Something happened.
Not that I know of. Not that I can remember.
Well, nobody knows. Yeah, you're probably suppressing it.
He might be suppressing it, Shannon.
Because there's the fact that something in this podcast would have like triggered the memory.
Triggers it every day.
Doing this for how long? Yeah, I think it would flash.
It could be the rape. Yeah. The rape.
Try. Right.
Yeah. Every time. She's just sitting here.
She's like a rescue dog. Every time she hears that, she's like.
Shannon, something happened in your life because nobody is that of, you know, like sex is a natural thing that people want to have.
Sure.
It is just, if you're not wanting to have sex, there's something going on. There's a psychological issue.
Sometimes I do. I just don't have somebody that I want to have sex with.
Pick up the fucking phone, Shannon. Make it
happen. Maybe she knows you're going to hurt her.
I would not hurt her. My penis is slightly above yours.
Not fit, not, I mean, I don't mean like that. I mean emotionally.
We wouldn't, there'd be no emotion.
No, you mean before.
There's no emotion.
Slightly before his.
Shannon, we could just have casual sex and just to get you off.
I'm okay right now.
Come on.
Thanks, though.
Shannon, I have all these vibrators in my drawer for my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, with a vibrator, then I don't need you.
From your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. She left all her vibrators, fucking bitch. Just smell them.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Yeah.
He's smacking himself in the face with two of them.
At Skankfest meetings.
he who has not rubbed the Hitachi on their own taint cast the first stone.
I mean, look, Oscar De La Hoya is a little bit of a freak. Those chicks, you know, the whole fake body thing is a wild thing. You know, you can't. How could you procreate with a person who you don't know what they actually look like? Yeah. All the surgery, like all that other shit, like that is the only issue with it. I can get into having sex with a girl that has a bunch of surgery. She looks great, but there's this like part of me, this like instinct that I'm doing this to create life, right? Even though I'm not, but like there, whatever it is, like in my head, what goes on while I'm having sex is crazy.
What's
like
going
I'm
on?
Thinking about creating
oh,
life.
He's a real unk about it.
My mind is going like, yeah, make a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole
my
time.
Mind's going, please don't make a baby.
No, yeah, my whole thing is don't make a baby.
The Latin part of me is just like, oh, I need a baby.
Yeah, I bet.
Wow. Yeah.
Huh. I think with that, with girls that have a lot of surgery, it's the same as any other girl. You got to see their mom.
The moms are never good. Moms just aren't hot.
Yeah, but that's a good idea of what they could be.
Like, girls with a lot of surgery feel like spies. Like, I don't trust them. I don't really want to touch them.
Yeah.
There's something deceptive.
They can't get into bars. This is not you. Hey, I got a question. How come, is Michael Jackson's children white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come they don't have like any black in them?
Because he like totally lied about them being his kids.
I don't think they're his.
He said they're surrogates, but like it's his cum, but it's definitely not even his cum at this
point. His daughter's pretty hot, right? Paris?
Paris is pretty.
Paris Jackson.
Is she hot? Did she like try to kill herself at one point or something?
Paris, really?
Yeah, she's like a cutter.
Like a name.
She's like fucking, yeah, she's like whacked.
Damn.
This bitch is whacked. No, you see it on her face. You can tell she's a fucking crazy bitch. Can you pull up Paris Jackson, please?
I can change her. Oh, is this her?
Let's see.
Oh my God!
I mean, she's just a white woman. Yeah, she's hot. I like that.
She like, still like, it, you know, is Michael Jackson her dad? Can she say
what does
the
she N-word?
Do? Yeah, she's like, what's up?
What does she have that voice? Like, hi, hey, what's up? Hi, I'm Paris Jackson.
Yeah,
I'm Paris Jackson.
Paris
what's
Jackson.
Up, my niggas?
Yeah.
You can't say that, Paris.
You go, you should be put to death. I'm gonna say that right now. You should be put to death.
Shannon. How old is Paris Jackson?
I think she's a singer, by the way. Hold on, I'll find her age one second.
Oh, okay.
She's a singer.
Paris Jackson sounds 26. Like when you and your friends are like making up your own porn names, and it's like your dog plus the street you live on. Yeah, mine would be Paris Jackson.
Your favorite city plus your favorite pedophile. I'm Paris Jackson. That's my porn name.
Yeah, she's
Newark Gomez.
Oh, boy.
She's 26. She has a song. I'm nervous to play a little bit of it, but she Please. Wrote it with Linda Perry.
Linda Perry, who's that? Is that?
She's the Hey, What's Going On, that song.
Oh, I love that song.
I hate that song.
25 years in my life is
That reminds me of Skankfest.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh. Certain, yeah, that gets me going, dude. Some people get emotional when that song was on. Like, last day Skankfest.
I hate that song.
That's a great song. So Why? Good. What the fuck's wrong with you,
so
dude?
So annoying.
Fuck
it's
is wrong
just
with
annoying.
You?
It's an annoying song.
It's not annoying. Oh, no. Yeah, shit rules, dude.
For a revolution.
Yeah, dude. You don't feel it in your blood?
No, I feel like if that song had a taste, it would be like citrusy and bad.
No, that would be
citrus
fucking...
is good, too.
First of all,
by
citrus
the way.
Is delicious.
It can be delicious. Like, okay. Oh, this song sounds like fruit taste. Yuck. Yeah. I like my music to be fried.
How do I cry?
Yeah, she rules.
I cry all the time. For an institution. And I pray.
James Metallica.
Oh my God, do I pray?
Do I pray?
I pray every single day. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Pray. Pray. Yeah.
Pray, pray. Pray, pray.
Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray.
And I cry.
Oh my God, do I cry. I cry every single time.
Master, master.
That's a good bit, folks. Let's
see. You guys see how hot Rebecca Black looks now?
Mo Becky in the racist live chat says Lewis legit thinks he can sing. Shannon, time out Mo Becky for 3 minutes.
For hurting my singing feelings.
That's so funny. You run that chat like Korea.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's fucking go, bitch. Yeah, sit down. Sit down and think about that.
Oh, you get put in jail for 20 minutes. You were a dictator. Lewis the dictator. You get put in jail for 20 minutes. Like, oh, people being like, oh, come.
Dude.
Okay, did you learn your lesson?
Every time I've been arrested, I was sort of justified with all the crimes that I've gotten away with. And I'm like, you know what? If they put me in jail for 1 minute for every crime,
yeah. Let them have it.
There we go.
And you then go, judge. The stuff that you don't know about is insane.
It is pretty crazy. It's crazy how close to, like, just being in prison I was so many times.
Yeah.
Like, really, like, I think about fucking the almost burning down the pizzeria, almost robbing the KFC, all these things that I almost did that I was so close, and it was... Right. There was no getting away with it. I wasn't a smart criminal mastermind. I was, like, a petty thief. I fucking... It was going to end with me being in jail. And it's I just got lucky. The pizzeria, they called me to call it off. They're like, yeah, no, we don't do it. We were ready to burn this fucking pizzeria down.
Amazing. Wow. Did you have the little like good fella put this? How are you gonna do it?
We were gonna we got lighter
fire, dude. They got as far as fire.
I just want to know the specifics.
No, we got lighter fluid, and we were gonna this is as far as we thought. We were gonna spray the fuse box in the pizzeria with lighter fluid.
That's not a bad idea.
And then light that. And we assumed that the fire would travel through the fuses and light the whole building on fire. This is how little we thought.
We were going to put the fire in the sink. It was going to go through the plumbing.
You were going to Mission Impossible.
This is how little we thought about this.
I'm dumb.
The guy calls you, Lewis, you actually just made my life worse.
I am dumb.
What a moron.
Dumb. Dun-dum!
Shoot!
Yeah, dude. So it was we didn't think about anything.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucking. But if they didn't call it off themselves, that was it. My life was over. I was going to Oh my god, dude!
You'd be so different.
I try. We were trying to like have an alibi. Like I was working as a bouncer at the time, so I went to work, and then my buddy met me out back, and I was literally like on camera slipping out back, like getting into a car.
Oh, wow! Look at this, me, Luis J. Gomez, burning a place down. Who would have thunk it?
It was crazy. My plan was so crazy, and we were gonna like the idea was we're gonna go there, burn it down real quick. He was gonna drive me back to work, and I was gonna go back in. Like dude, I was here the whole time.
Dude,
I was at work.
Insane.
There was cameras.
Did you security camera footage of Luis with a mustache and sombrero walking out the back?
Oh, shit, dude. I think you would have gotten away with it, to be honest, if you did it when you weren't working.
I don't know,
because
dude,
you doing it while you're working, it is the tell, because they go, yeah, he slipped away for about 45 minutes. But if you're like, no, I was just home all day.
And he came back covered in ashes.
Yeah.
It was really, really bad. Yeah. Comedy, like if I didn't move to New York City and start promoting for the New York Comedy Club, that would have been that. My life was going to be fucking over. I just happened to find a job that I started making like $500 a week. And that was it. The $500 a week at 19 years old was like, that was like $100,000 a year to me. Like, that was like crazy. I never heard of anything like that. So I didn't need to commit petty crimes anymore because I was like, I'm rich. I got this. I don't need anything else. Yeah. And but that's sort of like literally saved me. Just I happened to move to New York City. I happened to, because I was still doing like crimes. I was still like in New York. I was starting to like figure out how to like.
Yeah, you were selling tickets for the New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got Tina Fey.
When Al Martin owned it is a crime.
What's funny is those guys were my competition. Emilio and Scott, we would stand in Times Square, and me and Dave Smith, and Emilio and Scott, we would fucking mean mug each other. But this is my territory. Yeah.
Well, I did that for about 2 years. I sold tickets.
I didn't know
Square
you sold tickets.
Yeah, I did for those guys.
That's funny.
And that was a part of it. There were like rival gangs where you're like, those guys work for Stand Up New York.
Yeah.
You go. That show sucks.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
It was the Stand Up New York guys and the Comic Strip guys. We would always battle back and forth. And then these guys eventually, like, we started Gas Digital and Skankfest, and these guys bought the New York Comedy Club. Now they bought Stand Up New York.
Just opened another one.
It's wild, dude. Good for them. It's pretty cool to just watch. Like, I see Emilio all the time. And we always have like this
he's
like camaraderie.
Manager.
Yeah, he's great, dude. Emilio's the man.
He's cool.
So, those guys are awesome. I actually haven't been to the new club yet. I'm going to go very, very soon.
I'm there tonight. If you want to come,
maybe
by.
I'll pop by.
You go.
After Skanks.
I'm taking Tag. Low spot.
All right, we're gonna wrap this one.
There's a change of pace.
All right, guys, thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you guys so much. Grab those tickets this weekend for Long Island, and then Tacoma, Spokane, all that coming up, and we'll check you on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.